Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Two Peas
Same Pod.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, woohoo.
I am one of your co-hosts, Eric Weinstein.
And I'm the other one, Tova Weinstein.
And we're here for about 30 minutes of nothing. So
don't put a time restraint on things.
I'm sorry.
I hate when you put time restraints on things.
I know, because...
But some people do have no urgency.
We happen to know some people without urgency.
No, we live. We live with people with no urgency.
Well, okay, but, you know, let's not start off by bad-mouthing your mother.
Okay, I have a shout-out this week.
You have a shout-out?
Yes.
I thought you don't like the shout-outs.
I have a shout-out this week.
You told me no more shout-outs.
And I just want to shout-out Connor Collins. He is someone that I met at UMass Amherst, and he's hilarious, and he's one of the Big Saw supporters. He loves it. He can't get enough of that shit. He's one of the biggest fans. Also, I don't think we went back to the Lonely Island. I don't think we talked about that.
We did talk about the Lonely Island a little bit.
I know, but I don't think I talked about the realization I came to.
What was the realization?
That it was bleeping Andy Samberg. Three white guys.
I told you that all along. It was Andy Samberg and two other of his Jewish friends
from Long
Island. You
were trying to say that, but I thought you just kept saying, like, oh, they sung it on SNL. I didn't realize that they had this, like, crazy budget, and they just, like, produced this biggest hit that's going to be my number one on Spotify Wrapped. I'm probably in, like, the 0.001% of their fandom.
You said that on a previous episode.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God. Now I'm just repeating shit.
Oh. I think so.
Already?
At your age? Hey, you can stop swearing.
At my age?
Yeah, at your age.
I should be allowed to say what I want.
No. Not the FCC might have something to say about that.
Who's FCC?
Federal Communications Commission.
And what do they have to do with me?
They monitor broadcasts.
Oh. You have to deal with the law stuff on the back end. I don't know.
They actually don't monitor, like, over-the-air internet.
Yeah, First Amendment.
Stuff. No, but First Amendment has nothing to do with it.
First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Okay, someday we'll sit down and give you a whole lesson on what the First Amendment really stands for.
The First Amendment, freedom of speech, religion, press.
Yes,
all
but
the above.
Yes, but first of all, it's...
I don't need a history lesson right now.
It's you're entitled to be free from government interference.
Okay, so the FCC.
Yes, but they don't bother people on the internet.
Yeah, they better not bother me. What
people,
do you
we need the clicks out there.
What do you mean no one wants to hear us? What about these people listening right now?
We appreciate our listeners.
We do have some loyal fans.
Who are our loyal fans besides your grandmother and your mother?
Grammy, Brigida.
Oh, yeah, Brigida.
Connor, who I shouted out.
Yeah.
Tallulah's a loyal.
Lula.
Marin. Marin's loyal.
Marinade.
I don't know how loyal people still are to the podcast after it's been out for a little bit.
Some people may have dropped off.
But that's okay. You don't have to listen. We're not begging you. We're not on.
Well, we are
news.
Begging you. We need your clicks, people. Share it with your friends. If you like what you hear, then please share.
We hope you do like what you hear. But even if you hate what you hear, keep listening and keep hating, because that just means you're still a fan.
I don't know if haters are fans.
They're still listening.
They're still listening.
They're still caring what
somebody,
we have to say.
Somebody,
caring enough to get mad about it.
True. Somebody I spoke with last week actually said to me that she enjoys listening because it sounds like she's just stepped into a family reunion.
Oh, God. A I'm reunion. Like, this is our every night.
Well, like I said, that's a family reunion.
Can the listeners hear Franklin in the
I don't
back.
Know if our listeners can hear Franklin barking in the background, but this is what happens when we decide to broadcast from home.
Our top secret location.
Yeah, normally we are at the 1253 studios, but this week we were just a little short on time, and we decided to do a little recording here at home.
Anyway, I want to get into women's basketball a little bit.
Do you now? Because you're not really tall enough to play women's basketball. You're tall, but not...
I never posed to be a player, did I?
I mean, you're 6 feet tall, but you're short for your height.
So what's heavier, 50 pounds of feathers or 50 pounds of bricks?
Ha ha. They're both 50 pounds.
Woohoo! But you need more feathers to make up the 50 pounds.
You do. But we were talking about weight, not volume. I'm the one who asked the random questions.
Okay, sorry. Diana Taurasi.
I don't know much about WNBA or NCAAW.
Okay, well then you can step out. You can leave.
So what do you want to say?
I just want to say that I think people are a little bit just jealous of Caitlin Clark and all the attention that she's getting and all the press.
There is some crybaby stuff going on from UConn.
From UConn?
Isn't it UConn or South Carolina? Like, there's a lot of people saying, oh, you know, that that the NCAA made a big deal out of her. The media made a big deal out of her, but there were better players and that she just happens to shoot well, but whatever. There's some trash talking going on.
And there was one crybaby that was like, oh, Caitlin broke, like, a record. I forget exactly what it was. I should have done my exact research. But she broke a record during, like, the women's game, and the woman who held the record previously, made a comment about, like, oh yeah, like the game's like so different, like all like it she won't be my record because the game isn't the same, like, so like she was like basically invalidating what Caitlin Clark did because there was no three-pointers in women's basketball.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. And it was, I think it was total points in the game or something,
total career points.
The woman was like, yeah, like, no, like, I'll see her when there's no three-pointers, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, come on. Like,
hate is going to hate.
Exactly. Everyone's hating on her. And I don't know. I love Caitlin Clark. She can do no harm. I watched the draft. Who would have thought I would watch a women's basketball draft?
You called me during the day a couple of times to make sure you tape that. Make sure
I
you tape
know,
that.
Because I was scared you weren't going to tape it.
But didn't I?
Did you?
I did. And you came home and you started it over on DVR.
Okay. Good for me.
Oh, good for me, I
and
suppose.
And then I saw Nika Newell get drafted and Kate Martin, who didn't know she was supposed to get drafted, and Aaliyah Edwards, and my buddy Paige was in the audience.
Paige Buckers?
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited that she's only a junior. She has one more year. I'm so excited. UConn. Did you hear about Haley Van Clumsleaf getting traded to TCU from LSU?
You mean she transferred?
Yeah. Well, how good can these like basketball players be if they're constantly like going to new schools? Paige, UConn, through and through. And I'm pretty sure Caitlin Clark, Iowa, through and through.
That's true with the men's game as well. You know, once the transfer portal started several years ago, it made it very easy for players who were unhappy with the coach or weren't happy with the amount of playing time they were getting to move around to different schools. There's too much changeover. A lot of men's players in the, you know, in college level, they only play for a year or two and then they go to the NBA. To me, when I was in college, most college players, I think, in fact, they either had to do all 4 years unless they declared what was called hardship. And if they declared hardship, then they could leave college early to go play in the NBA. But for the longest time, you had to go through a whole procedure. Now, kids play like a year. Like Jason Tatum played for a year.
Okay.
And Kyrie Irving played for a year. And then they moved right into the NBA.
Okay.
And, you know, to me...
Wait, they only played 1 year in college?
It makes it hard to, like, get behind a team when, you know, the players aren't there very long.
I'm just saying, if you would have, like, asked me last week, I was way more into the WNBA drama. And not even drama, just, like, the whole...
You into drama? Who would have thought?
I know. Who would have thought? I love drama. But, and then Nick turned on the NFL draft, and I was so pissed off because I was like, I watched the women's draft started in one night.
Yeah.
And then the NFL draft is like multiple days and they're in this like crazy stadium. And then the women's NBA draft was in like this tiny back of the house theater. Like, what's that about? What's that about? I'm not all for women, but I'm all for greatness. And Caitlin Clark is greatness. So is Paige. But she has one more year for us to watch.
You're not all for women? What does that mean?
You know me.
Well, you just like talking shit.
I like opening my mouth about being like anti-feminist, but I'm not, people. So if you hear me make all these like references, okay, people, don't cancel. Don't cancel. I'm just saying that sometimes I can make some jokes, and sometimes people don't find it funny.
Well,
a lot of the times,
sometimes
don't
when
find
you
post funny,
like sometimes when you put a comment on Instagram or something under, I don't know what it was, but people went,
oh my god,
ape on you.
Oh my god, wait, oh my god, I remember what
that?
It was on TikTok. It was the viral video, three girls. Like in, I guess, like aviation. What is like?
Oh, three women pilots or,
no,
or the pilot, co-pilot, navigator were all women. No. It was the first time. Okay, I don't know.
This girl crying and being like crying because like I saw like three women pilots like in the cockpit. Like at like this is crazy as like it would never be like this like, oh, like 100 years ago or like even like 10 years ago. And then I commented on this public TikTok. I'd be like crying because there are three women pilots or like something like that. And let's just say people were not happy with that. And they were like, you're the like thing that's wrong with America. Like, you're what's wrong with like why people are like misogynistic. Like, I wish I could find the screenshots of it. Maybe I can eventually, but it's just,
you gotta be careful out there.
And but no, I was going through my screenshots and I found a screenshot of someone that commented on my TikTok after I got my forever teeth, and someone commented like, sometimes bad things like happen to bad people, like some random like person. And then they were like, I see your white little nub tooth behind your tooth you just got. And I was like, you people are psycho. I was like, you're what's wrong with like, I don't even know. I was like, you guys are psycho and you're actually stupid.
Okay. Hopefully we're going to build a little more structure to this episode. We are going to talk about.
Oh my
and
God.
Then, Tova, come on. Enough
you
of this crap.
You cannot carry already. This episode without me. You could not have your own podcast. What do you mean?
Of course I could have my own. In fact, I am working on my own podcast. I need to branch out. People
are
clamoring.
Talk about that.
Oh, so as we mentioned before, I have been working on, no Jesusing. I've been working on another podcast, and the name of the podcast is Restless Lawyer Off the Record. And Restless Lawyer Off the Record. And I'm going to be talking to people like you and me and regular people who work regular jobs. But also what those people do and enjoy to do to help create work-life balance. What do they do for hobbies? I'm curious when I hear people tell me about the different things that they do. I'm a person who has a lot of different hobbies and a lot of different interests. And, you know, when you spend your day at a desk all day pushing papers from one side to the other, moving files around on your computer, you need a little bit of a release of some sort. So right now, obviously, podcasting has become my primary hobby, because you're a taskmaster.
Your form of release is podcasting.
But I have several other
interests.
Okay, enough from you. And I have several other interests, but I have a lot of friends and a lot of people, and you know, I like to talk to people about their interests. I'm friendly with a guy who's a painter, and I found out a couple of different things. One, he's a triathlete. And additionally, he's a beekeeper, and I know nothing about beekeeping. I am always interested in talking to people and finding out what brings them some balance. I know people who are doctors and musicians. I know people who are doctors and fishermen. I know people who are, you know, carpenters and enjoy opera, people who perform in local theater. Okay.
So the other day when I had to bring mom to the doctor's office,
yes.
I was wheeling her in a wheelchair. And when we got into the elevator, I wasn't really there. The wheelchairs or me, I don't know which one, has no spatial awareness. And I literally just like crashed mom into like the back of the elevator. And all like the doctors like started like giggling, and they were like, I'm sorry, like, are you okay? Like, I don't know why we're laughing. Like, we're laughing because you guys are laughing. And I'm like, she's fine. Like, sorry, mom. And she's like, ow.
Well, since a wheelchair is an inanimate object, I think it's you that doesn't have great spatial awareness.
Wheelchairs take up a good chunk of room.
By the way, I just want to be clear that Elaine is not wheelchair bound.
No.
She happened to need one that day, but she's not generally wheelchair bound.
Yes.
So let's just, for clarity's sake.
Okay, and then, oh.
Uh-oh.
I was so pissed off.
Why?
Because I went to the gym the other day. And in the gym, there's like a couple different bays in the locker room, because they're just like our lockers all around. And in the bay I go to, there's just a woman sitting on her laptop, just like with her bag and stuff, like sitting there, like doing work on her computer in the locker room, like while people are like changing. And like, I'm looking at her and I'm just like, okay, like, can you, there is special, like if you go like to the third floor, there's like places for you to do work. Like it's called, like you can do it at the Lifetime Cafe. Like they have like tables set up, or they have like offices you can go sit in. They have like cubicles that are like nice and quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, why is this person sitting in the middle of the locker room? And then I do my workout, and then it was like, maybe it was a quick workout because it was just after my walk. So I was like, yep, just gonna, I just really wanted to go for the sauna, but that was like,
yeah, no surprise.
And I get back from my workout, maybe like 35 minutes later, the woman's still sitting there on her laptop. And I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, you are taking up room right now. And I was like, it's just like dramatic of you to like not be doing your work, like typing emails and like literally physically doing work. Wouldn't you rather be sitting upright, like with the supportive, like they're literally just benches in the middle of the bays, like no back support. Like
I think you were irritated, not because you were concerned for her back health.
No, I wasn't.
You were irritated because why? She might have had her camera on, or she was just there taking up space.
Just taking up space. And like there's always people doing work in the Lifetime Cafe, or like in the cubicles upstairs. There's like quiet space upstairs designated to people like wanting to work. Like literally, like I'm frustrated. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, get out of the locker room. Like, go somewhere else. I hate when people are in, like, when it's the locker room's like empty and you're in like a bay, and someone just like comes in that bay when all the other lockers are empty.
I guess I just don't understand the way the locker room is set
it's
up.
Just
it's
just gym etiquette. Like if everything is empty, if no one's in the locker room, coming to the same exact bay that I'm in, I go to the same one every single time. Two. I go two. Anyway, it was just pissing me off. And I don't know if that's like me or a personal thing. I just think like,
I'm thinking,
get out of the way. Like she's literally in the way. She's like, she's in the way.
Is she in the way?
She's in the way.
What else you got?
Pissed off.
Okay. You had all week to prepare.
I'm trying to have a transition from this. Dentists or salespeople was like just one of my thoughts today, because they're always like, you need a water flosser, you need an electric toothbrush, you need this, you need that.
Yeah,
you
but
need
they
a cavity but, filling. You need
but
this.
Well, that you need, but but they normally just tell you go on Amazon and get a water pick or something.
I know, but you told me if I'm getting a water pick, I'm not getting like Amazon top pick water pick.
No, it wasn't a top pick. It was like Amazon lowest pick water pick. It was terrible. It was some off brand water pick. I'm not even sure it was water.
This is funny. The other day I came home and I was like, I need a new hobby work-life balance.
Yes.
And so I'm like, oh.
Maybe I should have you on.
Yeah, have me on. And so I'm at Target and I just make my way over to the planting section, the gardening section.
Yeah, I have something to say about this, but go ahead.
I don't think so. And so I come home with three new pots, and I come home with like four envelopes of like seeds, like flower seeds. I grabbed a tomato and I grabbed, I think, a summer squash. I don't really know how it works, but I know that like soil, water, sun. And so I come home with all my stuff and I'm like, Mom, like I'm doing this. And she's like, Tova, like it's Passover. Like we need to get ready. Like you, like don't make the house a mess. And I was like, oh, I won't, Mom. And she's like, did you get soil? And I was like, no, I was like, get soil. I was like, you get soil outside. I was like, it's in the ground. It's free. Like it's free from the ground. And she was like, no, like that's not how it works. And I was like, that's how it works. Like there's soil in the ground. And she's like, okay, like where are you going? And I was like, I'm gonna go in the back. And she was like, Tova, that's the lawn. And I was like, okay, I'll go in the front. She was like, that's the lawn. And so then I was like, okay, I'll go to a secret location. And our neighbor just passed away, and so rest in peace. But I went over to like the back of our yard, which is like in between like our yard and her yard, and I just dug up this big hole, and like there were rocks, and I was like individually picking like rocks out of it, but then I put it in the back and I overwatered it instantly, and now it's just a bunch of like sludge in the back.
Well, no, because you watered it on the first day, which I think was Monday, uh-huh. and then you never went and watered it again.
Because it was still soaking up the initial water. Well, it didn't need more watering.
Well, it needed water yesterday, so I added water.
You did?
But it's not going
to... It's not your responsibility. These are my flowers. These are the flowers. These aren't the tomatoes or the zucchini.
Good, because nothing's going to grow.
Oh, my God.
No, so I used to have these planters out in the backyard in the patio that I used. I used to have these planters out back, and they were self-watering planters. I got them at Gardener Supply or something. And basically, I bought a couple of bags of potting soil at Home Depot. These were like plastic containers, but they were large, and maybe like 3 feet long and 18 inches wide, and it had this reservoir on the bottom and this platform with holes on it about 3 inches up from the bottom. Okay. And basically you just filled it with potting soil and you filled that the bottom reservoir through a hole in the side of the planter, and that it would be like self-watering because it would wick up the moisture from the bottom. So you didn't have to water it from the top. You watered it, you know, through the bottom. And once every couple of weeks, I might add a tablespoon of Miracle-Gro to it. And I'm telling you, those tomatoes, it was like Chernobyl. They were like nuclear.
Oh, my God.
I
never saw these tomatoes.
I think you were little. Yeah, you were
what
young.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was nuts. I grew grape tomatoes. And
heirloom.
Just grape tomatoes. I didn't grow the full-size heirloom
like
tomatoes.
Like Heirloom Collective, the dispensary out in Amherst.
THC.
I can't believe.
The Heirloom Collection.
But we mentioned this a little previously, but happy Passover to people.
Yes.
I just wanted to touch upon the 10 plagues after each one. Yeah, after each one of them at the Seder, my grandma would just be distraught and would say, terrible, terrible. Like she hasn't heard the story multiple times over and over every year, the same story.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It'll be a fond memory.
It was mainly after the slaying of the firstborn. She goes, terrible. Like, it was so much emotion behind the terrible. Like, she actually meant it. Like, that's terrible.
It was terrible. Who wants their firstborn slayed?
I believe your birthday is coming up.
It is soon, yes.
Is it during Passover?
When it finally happens, I'll just be another day older and another day closer to the end. It's going to be Passover, and so I can't have a regular cake. The last time I'm sure it's been during Passover other times, but the most significant time that I had a birthday during Passover, it was my 21st birthday. Grandmother and grandfather drove out to school to drop off a
bottle of Manischewitz.
And a Passover cake with a candle in it. I think I went out a couple of nights later, and I just had like one drink at the campus, the TOC. Does that still exist?
The top
TOC?
Of the hub?
Top of the campus.
Oh.
At Amherst, at UMass.
No.
So at the top of the hotel, the campus center
hotel. There's a
catering facility.
Yeah, where there are like tables and stuff.
But back when I was a student, your mother was a student, it was a bar. I mean, it was like a fancy hotel bar.
Okay.
And people would go up there, professors would go up there, whatever. And they used to have, I wouldn't call it a happy hour, but they used to have like some period of time during the day, like 4 to 7.
Okay, getting on. I don't care about
it. So they used to put food out. So I, like for my 21st birthday, I went up there with some fraternity brothers of mine, and we had some munchies because they had food out for like
You're a founding father of Alpha Chi Rho, UMass Amherst.
I was, or I am.
Is that too much information?
No.
Okay.
And that night, the guys bought me a drink called the Snake Bite. And this is where I realize that I really can't drink tequila. Because the Snake Bite was Yukon Jack, which I think is whiskey, and tequila and lemon juice. And I got
disgusting.
I got so sick, stomach pain, not drunk, the stomach pain.
Yeah, you have an ulcer.
It must have been activated or lit up. I've come to find out that I can't drink tequila because it ignites my ulcer.
Okay, but maybe it was a preview for what's to come.
It really was. It was awful.
Yeah,
awful.
That doesn't sound good. My 21st birthday, I had mono. And they tell you, like, do not drink.
You didn't drink, though. I think you and Nick went to the dispensary.
We went to the dispensary and I sent you guys a picture, but yes. I think I did have a glass of wine or something. It was my 21st birthday, playa.
When she says glass, she means a glass bottle.
Yeah, you know my proportions.
Yeah, you're hardcore. Heavyweight.
The other day, I woke mom up in the morning. Why are you rolling your eyes?
This is so ridiculous because your mother barely has an opportunity to sleep.
I think
late.
She wasn't working, though.
She wasn't working.
So she could go back to bed.
Nobody wants to be woken up at 7:15 in the morning to ask if they can buy something on their daughter can buy something on the internet.
I needed the new pair of sneakers.
At 7:15 in the morning. Mom, can I buy these sneakers? How about go to hell?
Well,
how about go to hell?
I woke up and I got into the bed and I was like, Mom. And she was like, is everything okay? Everything okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah, everything's fine. Can I get these sneakers?
I think she wanted to punch you in the mouth.
I was like, they're comfy for walking. And then she fell asleep till 8:30, and my mom does not sleep that late.
She wasn't working. She had the day off because it was Passover.
Yes. Happy Pesach.
Okay.
Terrible. Terrible.
So your mother barely has an opportunity to get sleep or sleep late ever, and yet you decide on the one day that she can, you're going to jump into bed, wake her up to annoy her about buying sneakers.
I don't think it annoyed.
Oh, it I think like- it annoyed her. Elaine, did it annoy you? Oh, yes. So, because we're recording at home, Link can hear us. So she just responded, oh, yes. So Tova thinks it's funny.
The shoes got here the other day. I'll take a picture. I don't know if I'm going to keep them. I honestly was looking for like comfy walking shoes just because I have a couple pair of Hokas and I have the wide ones and they're comfy, but they just wear really quickly. And I think they do have a policy like if you send them back in their original box. Or maybe not even the original box, but they'll do like a replacement. But they just wear down so fast. And I got blood all over my first pairs of them that my mom got out when I got roofied.
Yeah, because you got,
Speaking of, I had to buy a whole new outfit after that. And you guys, we had to take my phone to the Apple store because I forget what it was. I think
it broke.
Well, what do you mean it broke?
Your old phone broke.
I don't think it was broken, but remember, my phone wasn't. It was constantly searching for Wi-Fi signals.
Yeah,
it was just overworking itself all the time.
Yeah, and the Wi-Fi wouldn't connect anywhere.
Yeah, my battery would drain. That's part of the reason why it drained so badly during that night.
Plus, you never charge it.
Anyway, but so they like took my phone, and she comes back with gloves on. She goes, "Yeah, like this is a biohazard. Like I shouldn't really."
Yeah, because there was blood all over it.
Yeah, there was blood inside my phone. There was blood on my sneakers. Anyway, I've just been on a hunt for some good sneakers. So if anyone has any suggestions, I just got what are they called? They're Brooks something.
You can email her at tova@2pssamepod.com. That's the number 2pssamepod.com. We're going to move into the P's of information segment.
Talk about horseradish.
Tell me about horseradish. What would you like to say?
I think horseradish is an underrated condiment, and I think that it shouldn't be seasonal and holiday specific. And I think that it should be on our table just like our sauce, hot sauce.
So wasabi is a type of horseradish.
I love wasabi.
And that's available year-round. Horseradish is available year-round.
But we don't eat it really year-round.
Well, at Rosh Hashanah, we bring it in. And then we get it for Passover, obviously.
But talk about the special spicy.
Oh, so shout out to not my cousin Sandy Goldstein.
Not our cousin.
And her brother, not our cousin Alan Goldstein.
So.
Not our cousins. Okay. Sandy was telling me about this great horseradish that her brother makes at Passover. She told me that Alan, her brother, has picked up the tradition of making the horseradish, and it's very hot, she said. Very hot. Now, I happen to like hot and spicy foods. We're big fans of the show Hot Ones, where they ask
even had a question.
Eat spicy wings.
That's what we should call this segment, Hot Ones.
Anyway, that's already taken. So she said that she would drop some off for me sometime, and she did. And for a couple of years, she did. But because
you were gatekeeping it, you were literally like,
well, because it's not kosher for Passover. In other words, like it's there's nothing offensive in the ingredients, but it's not made in a kosher for Passover place, so mom doesn't want it in the house.
Okay.
So she would drop it off at my office and I would have it at the office. And a couple of years ago, I just started leaving a little earlier than when they get out to the Metro West because they don't live out here, but they have a Seder out here at their sister's. And so Sandy usually drops it off. But now she's conscribed her sister or her brother to drop it off after the Seder's, like the next day. So her brother-in-law dropped it off for me last Tuesday. And
thing melted the container.
Practically. And you it's a little spicy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'll say it's a little, it got a little kick.
It's very tasty, but boy, howdy, you should have a fire extinguisher handy.
And I just told my dad next time he goes to Stop and Shop or somewhere with an international section to get me some Chinese spicy mustard. There must be like some.
Oh, yeah, of course there is. Yeah. No, Tova likes her chicken spicy. For you people who are Seinfeld fans,
do people compare you to George because you're like stubby and bald?
Yes. And many years ago, I'm not sure we even had kids yet. In fact, I'm pretty confident we didn't. Mom and I pulled into a Dunkin' Donuts on Route 9 across the street from my office, eastbound near Framingham Fort, and I was getting out of the driver's seat, and my jacket got caught in the seatbelt, and it pulled me back into the car. And there was a guy coming out of Dunkin' Donuts, and he started laughing. And he said, "That's something that would happen to George Costanza on Seinfeld, and you look just like him." I think I said,
"Dark hair at the time, probably, right?"
Yeah, and he had dark hair. I think I said, "Thanks, if only I had his paycheck," or something like that. But like,
dead ass.
What?
Dead ass.
What do you mean?
Like, seriously.
Oh. I thought you told me I have a dead ass, which I don't know what that would mean. But
today, my boss was using the term brown nose. Is that offensive?
That's like somebody kissing somebody's ass. That's all.
But like,
was she telling you you're a brown nose?
No, she was using it in a different way, but she described it as like having poop on your nose. Like a brown nose.
Yes,
like,
because you're kissing somebody's ass.
Poop on your nose.
Okay, that's the significance. All right, we're going to move on to our final segment. This is the Peas of Information segment. So,
with hot questions.
And I throw random questions at Tova and just get her stream of consciousness answers. She's not seen these questions. She doesn't know what's coming.
I hate it because I'm someone who needs time to think about the best answer.
And like, I don't want the best answer. I just want
to analyze all my options.
We need Tova raw.
I'll give you Tova raw, but it might not be appropriate for the internet.
Where's your favorite place to vacation?
Well, it depends because I'm not someone who likes to listen and go to museums and go to historical sites. However, I really enjoyed when we went to Monaco. I thought that was really beautiful. It's hard because like we don't constantly vacation at the same place.
Not at all. Yeah.
We used to go up to New Hampshire. We used to go down to Disney. But I used to always say that when I used to go to camp, it was like a home away from home. It was vacation from you people. But I think like my favorite vacation we've been on was like the Monaco Amalfi Coast one.
Well, I asked where your favorite place to vacation is.
What does that even mean, though?
I mean, maybe you like to cruise. Maybe you like to go lie on a beach somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I'll cruise any day. I feel like they know that. But I feel like that's not the question at hand.
Well, that's what I was asking.
But like when people like vacation, they usually vacation in a place.
Okay.
And we take vacations to places, but I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a stupid question.
Okay. So would you rather...
That's me, rah. Or that's not because I would use a different word, but...
Would you rather spend a year in the North Pole or 2 years in the Sahara Desert?
These questions are like you put into Google... generate 5 questions to ask someone.
I guess you don't want to answer that.
I'll say North Pole because wasn't Papa up there?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and my mom used to think that the North Pole was a made up place or real. What?
Yes, but that's when she was a little kid, not as an adult.
I still think that's where Santa's from.
Okay. What is the last television show that you binged and really liked?
Binge and really like Stranger Things. Me and Nick watched that in a couple weeks. And me and Nick actually just finished Fallout. And I actually really did enjoy episodes like 4 to the end. It was a little slow at first, I'll give you that. I wasn't really like captivated by any of the main characters. But there were a bunch of like open-ended, like weird things going on. So it was cool. And they just got renewed for a second season. But me and Nick finished that, I'm pretty sure, in like 3 days, like maybe 2 or 3 days. But there was only like 8 episodes. But that one was really good. But I was pissed off because he didn't tell me that it was based off of a video game. And I would have known that, I wouldn't have watched it because that's stupid.
Well, did you watch The Last of Us?
No, that's why I didn't watch The Last of Us. I like Bella Ramsey, though. She was in Game of Thrones and as a little girl, and she was like literally like commanded like people. Yeah. Like she was like.
She was good in that. That was a good
show.
You
didn't watch Game of Thrones.
No, I watched The Last of Us.
With Pedro Pascal, who was also in Game of Thrones.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be someone who just talks a lot. And I think this is on the right path. No, I honestly think I think people care what I have to say. And I think people like what I have to say. I think people laugh at what I have to say. And I feel like it would be funny eventually to go into comedy of some sort. Maybe stand up. Hopefully we can get this podcast a little more mainstream and have some more structure, get some fact checkers on this bitch, and get this mainstream. For right now, what I want to be is to be continued, but I want to talk a lot.
And lastly, if somebody offered you $1 million, where is one place you still wouldn't go?
Still wouldn't go?
Where would you never visit if somebody gave you $1 million? If somebody said, I'll give you $1 million if you go to blank, where is it? And you said, hell no.
Probably, what's the bad Korea?
North.
Probably like that or like Auschwitz.
You wouldn't go visit Auschwitz as a museum?
I think it would be too upsetting.
Last question. What's your favorite concert that you've been to?
Ooh, I really enjoyed the Morgan Wallen concert that I went to. I think that was also like really relieving because it was at Fenway, the place where I got roofied. So I was kind of nervous, but
it was a couple of months after.
Yeah,
right?
But it ended up being like the best ever. He has a funny little walkout in the beginning, and he brought his like son, daughter out. He was walking out with them. I would say that's my least favorite was probably Kenny Chesney.
That didn't go well.
Or no, I saw Ed Sheeran. That was good. Yeah. That was pretty good actually. And then I saw some like underground people at like House of Blues
and
the Jingle Ball a couple times.
And then what was that concert you went to? Didn't you see Shawn Mendes at the Bank Boston Pavilion?
Yeah, I did. And then what? It was like 4 Seconds of Summer like Austin Mahone. Yeah.
All right. And on that note, people, this has been 2 P's.
Same pod. See you next Tuesday, America.
Thanks for listening to 2 P's Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tova Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
2 P's Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative content and marketing director Tova Weinstein. Executive Producer and Chief Editor, Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. Visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for 2P's Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was 2P's Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.